other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No, they're lying to you again. It's not Alex Jones. Alex is off today. My name is Bob Dacey. I'm an associate of Mr. Jones. I write for Infowars.com every once in a while. I'm a native Austinite. I met Alex about, maybe 10 years ago, 11 years ago now. And it's kind of funny, the thing that woke me up about the New World Order and all that was one of the hot topic issues right now. Years ago, I was just sitting at home watching television, and I was bored, and I started to do the old channel surfing thing, and up pops this young punk named Alex Jones, and he's talking about the United Nations and the National Park System, and I thought he was a raving lunatic. However, he shifted gears and started talking about the true meaning of the Second Amendment. And so I was laughing at him, and then I said, okay, I got to hear what he says about this. This is going to be funny. So, I'm in my business, which is a local hardware store here in town. I actually have a federal firearms license. I sell a few guns. And so he was going to talk about the meaning of the Second Amendment. So I was just laughing at the guy, saying, okay, let's see what this nutball says about the Second Amendment. So then he proceeded, I think he was 22, 23 years old, he proceeded to tick it off perfectly, everything about the Second Amendment, the facts, the history, the meaning, the context, original intent, perfectly, everything. So this got me in a quandary about why he could be such an idiot on the UN and completely right about the Second Amendment. So I checked into what he had to say, and sure enough, he was right about the other thing, too. So that's what kind of got me started in this field. I have years ago, I stumbled into hosting a TV show called The Simple Truth, and that show is in Austin on Channel 10. It's at 6 o'clock on Monday nights if you're in the Austin area on Time Warner Cable. If you're not in the Austin area, you can pick up the recordings of the show on a website that another volunteer put up. It's www.simpletruthonline.net. You got to remember it's .net because everybody tries .com. So it's www.simpletruthonline.net. You can see our shows that we do every week down at the local cable access studio in Austin, Texas. But anyway, we're talking about, what's going on since, what's been going on forever, this gun issue. And I know Alex has been talking about it quite a bit, and I want to talk about it a little bit, give you my take on it. I know that it's been a hot topic right now. I mean, you have a bill introduced recently to make FEMA camps all over the United States. That's great. And the thing I like about that bill is, the one liner. They always put a it's always for the children, it's always the so and so and such bill in order to save the children and make everyone's life happy and help the environment, comma, and for other purposes. And that's the thing you gotta worry about is the and for other purposes. And so I wanna give you kind of a history of some of the things these nutballs have proposed in the past. One thing you can, I guess, positively say about Republicans is that most of them are not openly anti-gun. Most of your bubbas that are Republicans are pro-Second Amendment, pro-individual right to keep and bear arms. And your classic Democrat isn't, but he wishes he was, But back when... before the Republicans held sway in the House and Senate, you should see some of the stuff that these nutcases have introduced into legislation. They're trying to get bills passed in the United States Congress. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to take you to a trip down memory lane here from one of the most egregious things they ever tried to pull. This was a Senator Jack Reed, a Democrat from Rhode Island. So we'll be right back after the break. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it. Getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S. You'll lose some weight.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones today. And just so you'll know what we're planning on doing today before I get back into my gun thing, we're planning on having Max Kaiser on in the next hour. He's that economist forecaster dude, and then after that, Bob Chapman, who is the international forecaster, another economics guy, and from 2 to 3, we are supposed to have Kurt Nemo live in studio riding shotgun with yours truly, and then actually I think we're going to be playing a video in the last part of the show by a hip-hop artist by the name of KRS-One, something that they put together, so you want to stay tuned for that. And that way, maybe I'll be able to survive this 4 hours, you know? Okay, now, let's get back to this gun thing. There's nothing new about the craziness of the legislation that these globalists and control freaks want to get done. I have an article written. This was back in 2000, March 16th, 2000. A fellow by the name of Stefan Archer writes this story. Senator proposes that the IRS register and tax your guns. If Senator Jack Reed, Democrat of Rhode Island, gets his way, the Internal Revenue Service will not only be the nation's tax collector, but its gun registrar. Reed's new bill, entitled the Handgun Safety and Registration Act of 2000, would, quote, amend the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 to require the registration of handguns, end quote. handgun owners would also be forced to pay a $50 tax on all handguns they own. A $50 tax on the transfer of ownership of a handgun would also be implemented. Desmond Riley, spokesperson for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, you know, one of these gun-grabbing control freaks, says this, "This is a regulation, and I think Americans tend to embrace regulation. It means people's lives will be saved," end quote, Riley said. You know, I mean, this is not, I don't think this is the current thing, but this shows you the mindset of these nutballs. I mean, register. I mean, you're sitting there figuring this out. You know, you're out there and you're thinking, well, let's see. What entity of the federal government scares the bejesus out of everybody more than any other entity? I think the answer to that question is the Internal Revenue Service. That makes people quake. Well, wouldn't it be a good idea to have a law passed to require the American people to register their evil guns with the Internal Revenue Service? Maybe that would scare them into doing it, right? I mean, if your argument by this guy back then, Desmond Riley, is that, well, it's just a regulation and Americans love to follow regulations, you know, if that's true, then I think they should probably pass regulations against the possession of knives and buckets and swimming pools and high school football. You know, why not? Why not? You know, if you're going to do that. Anyway, that bill, the reason I bring it up is because it illustrates the mindset of a bunch of nutballs. And that's what anti-gun people are, is nutballs. I have the bill itself here in front of me, and just looking at some of this, transfer tax imposed on handguns, tax on making firearms imposed on handguns, you know, make them so expensive nobody can afford them, transition rule for non-registered handguns, you have to, you know, treatment of registration as a transfer. You see, can't you just see yourself, you know, sometime in the future when if the nutballs ever get something like this passed, you have your new 1040 form, and it says, 1040, section D7, new law requires you to pay a tax on all the guns you own. Here, write the make, model, serial number of every single gun you own on this form, add up the number of guns you own, multiply by 50, and send in the money, bub. I got a life-size picture of that. The Secretary of the Treasury shall make available such registration and fingerprint forms as may be required by the public for compliance for such requirements. Oh, my goodness. You know, again, these people are a bunch of nuts, and that's all there is to it. Okay, now let's see what else we got here. The other day, Alan Corwin, who is the author of the gun laws books, you know, I know I sold one of them in my store, the hardware store here in Austin, Texas. It's the Texas Gun Owner's Guide. Well, he publishes gun owner's guides for all the various states. And he's put out this letter to send to everybody you know. And let me just read from this. I have an outline of the Brady's current plans and targets of opportunity. It's horrific. They're going after the courts, regulatory agencies, firearms dealers, and statutes in an all-out effort to restrict we the people. They've made little mention of criminals. Now more than ever, attention to the entire Bill of Rights is critical. Gun bans will impact our freedoms under search and seizure, due process, confiscated property, states' rights, free speech, right to assemble, and more, in addition to the Second Amendment. The Democrats' current gun ban list proposal, the final list will be worse, is as follows. Now, I'm not going to go through every one of these things, these guns that they want to ban, now that they got the House, the Senate, and this globalist puppet, lackey Obama, as the president. Let's listen to some of these guns. The Ruger Mini 14. Oh, come on now. They want to ban the Ruger Mini 14? That's terrible. That's been around forever. You know, it's just like a combination between an M1 Garand and an M1A. I mean, you know, it's old, you know. What the heck? What do they want to ban that for? Because it's semi-automatic. Yeah, that's right. When you pull the trigger, a bullet comes out. And then if you pull the trigger again, another bullet comes out. That is just unacceptable. Then they want to, of course, ban the AR-15, which is a civilian version of the M-16. They want to ban the Bushmaster XM-15, which is the same thing as an AR-15. Want to ban anything that says AK on it, Automat Kalashnikov, any of those ugly guns, which are actually, most of these ugly guns are like the AK, for example. The round that they shoot is less powerful than most hunting rifles. But the hunting rifles look more civilian looking, and the AKs look very, very vicious because commies like to carry them. So you can't have any AK type guns in the United States. AK-47, AK-74, you name it. Let's see what else they got here. And they have a catch-all category, the catch-all category. Any semi-automatic rifle with a fixed magazine that can accept more than 10 rounds. Ooh, now wait a minute. Let me think of one of those. A semi-automatic rifle with a fixed magazine. Well, I don't know. I don't think the Ruger 10/22 has a fixed magazine, but I think they're after that one too because it's semi-automatic. And also, all you people with your Remington 1100s, you know, that ancient old semi-automatic shotgun, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. Now, here's some more. Attorney General gets carte blanche to ban all guns at will. Let me repeat that. Attorney General, this guy that Obama's appointing, hates guns. You know, communists don't like guns in the hands of other people. They don't like it. So let me read this. Again, this is Alan Corwin's letter. Under the proposal, the U.S. Attorney General can add, quote, any semi-automatic rifle or shotgun originally designed for military or law enforcement use, or a firearm based on the design of such a firearm that is not particularly suitable for sporting purposes as determined by the Attorney General, end quote. Note that Obama's pick for this office, Eric Holder, confirmation hearing set for January the 15th, whatever, wrote a brief in the Heller case supporting position that you have no right to have a working firearm in your home. Okay, so get it straight. America, people who like the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, you know, freedom, liberty, all that stuff. The Attorney General wants to be able to ban whatever the heck he wants at his whim, and he hates guns. So do the math. Do the math. And this part's funny. In making this determination, the bill says, quote, there shall be a rebuttable presumption that a firearm procured for use in the United States by the military or any federal law enforcement agency is not particularly suitable for sporting purposes. And a firearm shall not be determined to be particularly suitable for sporting purposes solely because the firearm is suitable for use in a sporting event. What? I think that was doublespeak and double talk. So in other words, if a rifle is used in a sporting event or a firearm, but the Attorney General determines that it's really not suitable for use in that sport, then he can ban it too. I give you an example about that. Years ago, I used to shoot a self-defense combat pistol sport called International Defensive Pistol Association, IDPA. And they used real-world handguns, for example, what the police use. The most common guns in these events were 1911s, the old 45s, various versions of them, and Glocks. And, of course, you know, most police in the United States carry Glocks. So according to this, there shall be a rebuttable presumption that a firearm procured for use by law enforcement is not particularly suitable for sporting. So what they'd be telling me is that gun that you shoot, your Glock that you shoot in your pistol competition, which is a sport, is not suitable for the sport that you shoot it in. Got it? I mean, we're talking crazy people here. And the bad news is that the crazy people are the ones that are in control of the government. Now, that hasn't changed any. The flavor of it's changed. They used to go after the Second Amendment under the table, and now they're heading at it full bore. So when we get back, we'll continue with this. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 921.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 947.68, 473.84 for the half ounce, and 236.92 for a quarter ounce. That's 947.68, 473.84, and 236.92.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems? Or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Bob Dacey back, substituting for Alex Jones on this 30th day of January 2009, and I'm rolling on the gun control issue because it's a hot one right now. So let's continue on with our thoughts on that. A few quotes from some very famous people that were in the founding era. This is William Pitt. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. end quote. Yeah, you know, we just got to get rid of the guns because we have to, because they're there and you can't have them and they're dangerous and you need to trust the government, you know. I mean, so, you know, but no, that's not the real case. You know, they always are saying that. Every time, they always got some great excuse for their stupid laws. And, of course, in the case of guns, it's because it's always to save the children, which is a crock. I wonder how many Jewish children died in World War II because their parents didn't have any guns. Oh, well, forget about that. That's ancient history. Here's another one. Patrick Henry. Ever heard of him? Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined, end quote. That's Patrick Henry. He's a founding father. He's a hero of the American experience. You ought to listen to him because if they take your guns away from you, well, guess what? You will be a slave. And anybody that's out there listening that's in the military or law enforcement, you got to realize that's true. You know, you're supposed to protect and defend the Constitution, not whatever puppets up there in the White House right now who's violating the Constitution. Your job, your sacred duty, your sacred honor is to defend the Constitution of the United States of America, not the bozo giving you orders to do the exact opposite. I mean, that is serious. Your kids are going to have to live in this country, too, and your grandkids and everybody else. So all you police and military out there, you need to wake up. Read the Constitution. You know what's funny? The current sheriff of Travis County, Greg Hamilton, when he was running for sheriff, I got a chance to ask him a question live on TV when he was a candidate. And just the basic deal was I asked him if he was going to swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution if he became Travis County sheriff. And he said, oh, absolutely. And I said, well, do you realize that the Bill of Rights is part of the Constitution? He said, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I said, well, do you agree that the Fourth Amendment, the one about the unreasonable search and seizure and having to get a warrant, going before a judge and doing your homework, you know, you got to say what's going to be seized and what's going to be searched and all that. Do you agree with that? Oh, yeah, Fourth Amendment, that's great. And then I asked him, well, if the feds come into town and they want your help to search my house, without a warrant, are you going to help him? He said, sure, yeah. So here's the problem. All you cops out there listening, all you police out there, whatever, the problem is they're sitting there swearing an oath to protect and defend a document that they've never read and they don't understand. Now, there's the core problem. So the core solution there would be for all the police and the military to read the darn Constitution. Read it. You know, it was written in English for people who can understand English. You know, they tell you that it's so mysterious and so obscure that only 9 old geezers up on the Supreme Court can fully understand it. And that's a total crock, too. Maybe I'll get into that later. But anyway, let's go back to a couple of quotes here. Here's a good one right here. This is one of my favorite ones because it's Thomas Jefferson. You know, this tells you how you should try to interpret the Constitution. Right here. Quote, on every question of construction of the Constitution, let us carry ourselves back to the time when the Constitution was adopted, recollect the spirit manifested in the debates. Instead of trying what meaning may be squeezed out of the text or invented against it, conform to the probable one in which it was passed. End quote. Yeah, just read it. It says what it says. It means what it means. You know, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. If you go back and look at the history, the whole nine yards, well-regulated didn't mean run by the government, and militia didn't mean the National Guard. Well-regulated meant well-run. You know, organized and militia. Well, guess what that meant? That meant you. It means anybody capable of bearing arms. Continue with this after the break. This is Bob Dacey for Alex.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You know, you probably shouldn't be playing that ZZ Top for me because I just like to sit there and listen to it. I love ZZ Top. Good old Texas band. Yeah, I tell you who's mistaken. It's these anti-gun nuts. That's who's mistaken. I want to read another quote, and then we're going to get into some more of this gun stuff. And here's another quote. I like Patrick Henry a lot. You know, he was a fiery firebrand orator, and I think that, you know, I don't want to stroke Alex Jones's ego too much because he probably doesn't need that, but Alex Jones is a modern day Patrick Henry. And so Patrick Henry was, you know, he was the guy that whipped them all up, and that's what Alex does. Now, here's another quote from Patrick Henry in regard to the Second Amendment or the right to keep and bear arms. Quote, "Are we at last brought to such humiliating and debasing degradation that we cannot be trusted with arms for our defense?" End quote. Well, apparently not, Mr. Henry. Apparently, you know, we need to be giving them all up to our glorious, imperious, new imperious leader, Barack Obama, the second coming of Christ. And you know, he'll be able to beat our swords into plowshares, and then we can plow for him, you know? Yeah. Now, I want to read a quote from a letter that a particular gun distributor sent to me. I'm not going to say who they are because it doesn't really matter. This is a quote from Barack Hussein, the usurper, Obama, back when he was running for president. This was at a Violence Policy Center fundraiser in 2000. This is your current so-called titular puppet president of the United States. Quote, "My first priority will be to reinstate the assault weapons ban as soon as I take office. Within 90 days, we will go back after kitchen table dealers and work to end the gun show and internet sales loopholes. In the first year, I intend to work with Congress on a national no-carry law, one gun a month purchase limits, and bans on all semi-automatic guns," end quote. And so then the author of this letter says, "Mr. Obama, will you really spend trillions on bailouts to create and protect jobs while destroying millions of American jobs in the firearms, hunting, gunsmithing, sporting, reloading, services, supplies, distribution, retail, and manufacturing business?" Apparently, yes. Wow. So, you know, talking about, here you go, he wants to get rid of this gun show loophole. You know, I remember years ago, in 2001, I'll tell you a little personal story here. In 2001, in March, here in Texas, they had this deal where they were going to pass a bill to end the gun show loophole. Now, what the gun show loophole is where you can buy or sell a gun at a gun show if you're not a dealer to another individual without them having to go through a background check. The bill basically proposed that what you could legally do in the parking lot outside the building, you couldn't legally do inside the building. It's preposterous. But anyway, this there was a big hearing down at the state capitol in here in Austin. I went down there, covered it for my TV show, The Simple Truth. And I was sitting in there watching this farce of a meeting. The main thing I remember is I was the very first person there to show up, literally the very first person, and you could sign up to speak. And so I signed up to speak, but there was a problem. You had to indicate whether you were for or against the bill. So I said, "Do I have to put that down?" "Yeah, you got to put that down." So I said I was against the gun show loophole bill. So what they did was, even though our side outnumbered the gun grabbers by about 20 to 1, I'd say, they put the gun grabbers on top of the stack and the pro-Second Amendment people on the bottom of the stack to make it look like everybody was for the bill. It was a farce. And the other thing I remember is you had two of these so-called gang members from Houston came up to, quote-unquote, testify. And I'm sitting there a few feet away from it, and they're sitting there just spewing lies to this committee, this House committee at the state capitol. One of the guys says, "Yeah, man, we go into gun shows, man. We bring cash. We go in there. We bring out sacks of guns at wholesale prices, no questions asked." You know, I'm listening to these lies, and I just can't believe it. And then shortly thereafter, Alex comes running into the room, taps me on the shoulder, and says, "Bob, get your camera out here right now. There's something going on down the hall." And so I got up, went out there, and the head of this anti-gun group in Houston, this old man by the name of Dave Smith, was paying off these guys that were lying to the committee with cash money right outside the committee room, literally. And somebody else caught some of it on videotape, and Alex went over there and talked to the guys, you know. And one of them said, "Oh, this cash, oh, this is just a stipend for volunteering." I mean, these people, look, the anti-gunners they operate a lot like the communists do. Anything goes to get what you want. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they cheat, anything to get their way. They don't care. You know, the end justifies the means. So the main thing you have to learn when you're dealing with the anti-gunners is you can't compromise with them. You cannot compromise with them because they're just a bunch of liars. That same year, a really neat thing happened. You talk about the ability of just one or two people to make a big difference in an issue. The Million Mom March people were really crazy back then. They were having their little rallies all over the place, and they were trying to save the children. Oh, please, save the children. If it just saves one child, please, please. You know, these people, these shrill fools. Well, anyway, someone, I don't remember who it was, a man, I think it was a man and a woman, decided to find the Million Mom March headquarters back then. And so they noticed it was, they saw the address on the website, it was at some place in San Francisco. So they went to the address and they couldn't find it. Turns out the address was a hospital, a city-owned hospital. And they were trying to find this place, and they noticed that the elevator wouldn't stop on one of the floors. So what did they do? They hitched a ride with a delivery man who knew how to stop the elevator at this particular floor. And lo and behold, there's the Million Mom March National Headquarters occupying, you know, maybe 5,000-6,000 square feet on a city-owned, government-owned building, a political advocacy group, rent-free. Well, guess what happened? When these people found the Million Mommy March headquarters, they had to evict them because they were violating the law by being there. You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, these people, the anti-gunners, cannot be trusted. They cannot be compromised with. And, you know, they're all a bunch of totalitarian control freaks. You know, which brings me a little bit to this current thing, H.R. 45, to provide for the implementation of a system of licensing for purchasers of certain firearms and for a records of sale system for those firearms and for other purposes. Oh, you got to watch out when they say it's for other purposes, too. Look out. This is a summary I'm looking from the Thomas Government Document Locator. Blair Holt's Firearm Licensing and Record Act of 2009 amends the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act to prohibit a person from possessing a firearm unless that person has been issued a firearm license under this act or a state system certified under this act and such license has not been invalidated or revoked. We're talking about a federal record of sale system. This thing is horrible, absolutely horrible. And it's kind of funny. You think that after the so-called Heller decision, which took place last year, where the Supreme Court finally came out and theoretically told you that there is an individual right to keep and bear arms, you would think that they'd get the message, but they don't. And, you know, when the Heller decision came about, I was kind of, I read the whole thing, and there's a lot of good stuff in there, and there's a lot of bad stuff in there. And, of course, the bad stuff always overrides the good. Back then, William Norman Grigg, who was formerly a senior editor of the New American Magazine, penned an article called The Heller Misdirection. In other words, the decision sounded good for the Second Amendment. It was advertised as good for the Second Amendment. The mainstream press begrudgingly said it was good for the Second Amendment. But if you looked at the fine print, well, wait just a minute. So I'm going to read some of this article by William Norman Grigg. Like the inhabitants of other formerly free societies, Americans are content to define freedom in terms of those liberties we are permitted to exercise. Yesterday's Supreme Court ruling in District of Columbia versus Heller is perfectly in harmony with this self-defeating concept of freedom. Scalia, who was the guy who wrote the main opinion, Scalia allows that the Second Amendment acknowledges and protects an individual right to armed self-defense. He then explicitly limits the extent to which that right can be exercised, thereby redefining it as a state-conferred privilege. We can't really expect a status creature like Antonin Scalia to embrace the view that the right to keep and bear arms includes the right of citizens, acting either individually or collectively, to kill agents of the state when such action is necessarily and morally justified. In any other view of the Second Amendment is worse than useless This is certainly true of the view that emerges in Scalia's Heller opinion. He asserts, quote, like most rights, the Second Amendment right is not unlimited. It is not a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever for whatever purpose. Miller's holding that the sorts of weapons protected are those in common use at the time and supports the historical tradition of prohibiting and carrying of dangerous and unusual weapons. Well, back to me now, Bob Dacey. We're talking about, okay, so the government's going to say, well, that weapon of yours is too dangerous. Or that weapon of yours is very unusual, and you can't carry that one. And back to Mr. Grigg. When a government grants a liberty and then restricts the manner in which it can be used, the result is not a right, but a limited, conditional license. Scalia's passage cited above will inevitably be seen as a license from the court for legislative bodies to enact or fortify laws against dangerous and unusual weapons, such as the scary-looking guns ritually denounced as assault weapons, for example, and other even more troubling portions of his opinion will abet further restrictions on the purposes for which firearms can be used. Wow, you think Mr. William Norman Grigg must know something about it, have a crystal ball or something here, because that's exactly what they're doing now. Here you have the Democrats in control of the House, Democrats in control of the Senate, New World Order flunky in control of the White House, wasn't it ever thus, and, you know, they're openly now attacking the Second Amendment. Very shortly after the Heller decision supposedly said they need to leave it alone. William Norman Grigg, right again. Wow. How about that? Okay. Now, I want to go back in history. Another history lesson is very important. You know, you got to understand the history of what's been going on in order to understand what's going on now. I have an article in front of me by Aaron Zellman of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the GCA 68, that stands for Gun Control Act of 68, What Your Politician Never Told You. Why would a U.S. senator in 1968 be vitally interested in the structure and contents of a Nazi law of 1938? We cannot ask the late Senator Thomas J. Dodd personally, but we can look at the facts. Thomas Dodd served as a senior member of the team of U.S. prosecutors at the Nuremberg trials of the Nazi war criminals in 1945 to 46. In that position, Dodd had access and doubtless reviewed Nazi laws. Something about the Nazi laws must have intrigued Dodd. As a senator from Connecticut, Dodd chaired the committee hearings on bills, quote, to require the registration of firearms, end quote, and to build the National Firearms Owner Database. Many of the Nazi Germany's social and engineering schemes, including its civilian disarming and murdering programs, rested on a national citizen registration and tracking. Is this what Senator Dodd had learned from the Nazis? As it happened, Senator Dodd owned personally a copy of the Nazi Weapons Law of 1938. Before the Gun Control Act of 1968 was enacted, Senator Dodd asked the Library of Congress to translate Dodd's own copy of that law. Do you understand this? Look, Senator Dodd sent the Nazi Gun Control Act of 1938 to the Library of Congress and asked them to translate it into English. This is the basis of our law. It's not radical to think that they would have done that. It only makes sense if you think about it. You're sitting there trying to enact a gun control law, and you think, well, gee, who really knew how to do it? Oh, Adolf, Uncle Adolf knew how to do it. So let's see, translate this thing into English, and we'll use that as the basis for the Gun Control Act of 68. And that's exactly what they did. So, you know, all you people out there that have some bizarre notion that if you just take the guns away from all of the innocent people and all the peaceful citizens, that all of a sudden everything's going to be rosy and the government's going to have the guns and everything's going to be wonderful, you people need to, like, you know, get a life or something, or maybe check a book out on reality, because that's not the reality. the reality is that, you know, it's the golden rule. You know, he who has the guns makes the rules. And when the people of the United States have the guns, we're in charge. When the government, in whatever flavor or entity you want to say, when they've got the guns and we don't, we are slobbering slaves. You know, I don't understand how some people can't see this. I know they get in their little, they get in their little box and they see some accident with a gun and they say, well, you know, if it just saves one child, if it just saves one child, we need to get rid of all of them. And again, I'm sorry, that's not the big picture. The big picture is when they get rid of your guns, they get rid of you. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to catch up on more of this stuff. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Back in a few.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Okay, this is Bob Dacey back for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. Substituting today for about the 13th or 14th time. I really enjoy doing this. I don't get to talk to 2 million people every day. Okay, before I get back with the gun thing, I want to plug something. You know, one of the products that Alex advertises on this show is the Ecolo Blue Model 28, which is a water-making device. It takes water out of the air, filters it, and then, hey, guess what? You drink it. I just want you to let you know I have one of those things, and I think the thing is really neat. I'm not going to plug it the way he plugs it. I'll plug it the way I plug it. The thing, what it is a little water treatment plant that you have in your own house. And, you know, it's very smart. It sits there and it makes water. It transfers it from one thing to another. It stirs the water sometimes. It recycles it. It heats it if you want it. It cools it down if you want it. Tells you what it's doing. It shuts off when it doesn't need to make any more. And the higher the humidity is in the area, the more water it makes. And so, go to ecoloblue.com and check out their website. I think that thing just the neatest thing since last toast. And I'm the first on my block to have one. So there, how about that? Also, while we're talking about, by the way, the reason I like the thing is because when I know the water that comes out of it doesn't have any chlorine in it, it doesn't have any crud in it, and it doesn't have any fluoride in it. There you go. That's why. That's why I've got one. You know, so you control your own water supply. You maintain that thing, it'll maintain you. That's it. Okay, also, other thing you need other than water is food. And I want to talk about eFoodsDirect.com. They're one of the advertisers on this show, one of the supporters of this show. You, by supporting them, you support the Alex Jones Show. And, it's not a bad idea to have some food. Look what happened at Katrina and all that. You don't want to be standing around waiting for FEMA to give you something. You don't want that, I'll guarantee you. If things get bad or whatever. I view the whole thing as an insurance policy. If you don't, you can buy it, you can store it, you can eat it, fine, whatever. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but if you need it, why not? Why not? So go to eFoodsDirect.com and check out what they have to offer. It makes a lot of sense to me. Okay, I'm not used to doing commercial plugs because my TV show, The Simple Truth, here in Austin, is all non-commercial, and you can't do that on cable access TV. But, hey, this is the big time, so there you go. Okay, now, I was talking about the fact that the Gun Control Act of 68 was derived from the Nazi gun laws of 1938. I'm going to read to you the letter, the cover letter from the Library of Congress that was sent to Thomas Dodd when they returned his Nazi Gun Control Act to him, translated into English. Library of Congress, Washington, D.C., July 12, 1968. Honorable Thomas J. Dodd, Chairman, Special Subcommittee to Investigate Juvenile Delinquency, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C. Dear Senator Dodd, your request of July 2, 1968, addressed to the Legislative Reference Service for the translation of several German gun laws has been referred to the Law Library for attention. In compliance with your request, and with reference to several telephone conversations between Ms. Frank of your office and Mr. Fred Karp, European Law Division, we are enclosing herewith a translation of the Law on Weapons of March 18, 1938, prepared by Dr. William Soyem Fekete of that division, as well as a Xerox copy of the original German text which you supplied. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Figure it out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.